Hi, this is Julie Christensen with APSE. We're excited to launch the APSE Employment First, Employment for All podcast as a new way to connect with you. This podcast is a way to provide updates, real-time advocacy alerts, and information related to all things Employment First. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
Good afternoon or morning, depending on where you live in the country. Happy to be back speaking with our executive committee members. And today I am going to be speaking with Bridget. And Bridget is actually the secretary on the board at National APSE. And she's been on the board for quite some years before having that position. I'm pretty sure that, Bridget, you've had other roles on the board as well. But today, just wanted to have a little chat with Bridget and find out what she's doing in her non-board free time. I'm kidding, her real job, and what that looks like. So thank you for joining us, Bridget. Would you mind kind of introducing yourself and letting everybody know where you live and what you do in your day job?
Hi, everybody. I'm Bridget Hassan. I live in North Carolina. My day job, I am the Employment and IPS Services Director for Easter Seals UCP North Carolina and Virginia. That's my day job. I also am the current state chapter president for North Carolina APSE. So that's the second part of my day job.
That is a lot. Actually, Bridget, I didn't realize that you were in Virginia as well. You are really busy. That's pretty amazing. For some reason, I thought it was just North Carolina. So, wow. Lots of stuff to do. So it's obviously, your job is around employment, but would you mind kind of letting us know in North Carolina and what you're doing on the state board there?
Well, in North Carolina, we have an executive order that makes North Carolina a state that is looking to hire and become a leader in employing people with disabilities. They call it an Employment First executive order, but it is not. See, told you you'd hear my dogs.
That's okay.
It's not technically Employment First the way that I understand Employment First, because it's really about the state becoming a leader in employing people with disabilities. It's not really changing the funding mechanisms. It's not promoting employment as the preferred service delivery. So I wouldn't call it Employment First as defined. But we are still working really, really hard to advocate. North Carolina APSE is lucky that we have a paid lobbyist. And so that's something that she's working really hard with our board of directors in North Carolina to move forward. We're doing a lot of advocacy. We have a new General Assembly coming in, so there's going to be a lot of education that's going forward with the members of our new General Assembly. Obviously, we're working quite hard on COVID. Vaccinations are a major thing, obviously, here and everywhere else, ensuring that the providers have what they need, that the people being supported get what they need, that jobs are available and people are still getting services in their communities where they actually need it. I also am serving as the chairperson of the Employment Stakeholder Advisory Committee working on North Carolina's response for Olmstead. And we're working on our recommendations for the advisory council. So yeah, it's a busy period of time, but then when isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I always think the same thing. In terms of the vaccinations, so I'm in New York, and I would say that it is not going very smoothly. I'm just curious how it's going in North Carolina. Are they able to meet the needs or really, you know, get to the people that need the vaccination first?
Well, they started in December with the residential providers, so the facility-based people who reside in those facilities and the staff who support them. The governor in North Carolina just signed an order yesterday allowing all medical personnel, which actually includes all of my team, to be able to start getting the vaccine. The problem is that there's still not enough vaccine to go around, and every county board of health is the one that's administering the medication, the vaccines for those areas, and that is haphazard. It's not well coordinated, and it's not the same across the counties. So
no, we're in the same boat here. Yeah, I was just curious if someone had a better plan, I suppose, but it sounds very similar. Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully things will get ironed out and it will be more available. But yeah, it's the same here where each county is responsible and it looks a little different in each county. So definitely hard to get a hold of it. That's for sure. Oh, so on a more positive note, Bridget, how many years have you been on the national board? I should know, but I can't remember.
I am in my fifth year on the national board. I am the current board secretary. I was the previous board treasurer. So in both of those roles, I've served on the executive committee. I'm really looking forward to, especially this new board, that started in June and what they can accomplish. It's a very dedicated group of people who are very passionate about employment. And I do think that with a new administration coming in and new members in Congress and, you know, a new Secretary of Education, which oversees RSA, that we have a lot of work to do in educating the members of Congress and the new president and vice president and their cabinets about employment first and people with disabilities in general. But it's great that we actually have an incoming president that has a disability policy already in place. So I'm excited about that.
Me too.
And I'm looking forward to seeing how that rolls out.
You and me both. I would agree. It's exciting that there's actual interest. So I'm hoping for positive outcomes, but you're absolutely right. I think there is going to be a lot of education needed with a lot of new folks kind of coming on board, just like there would be any other time. So lots to do. So Bridget, I guess in terms of the board, and you're right, we had our new members join in June, and it was a busy time for National APC with the conference and just everybody with how they had to handle COVID and, you know, a variety of different things happening. So it's taken a while for me to get through and interview folks. So I'm glad I could meet with you today, but I'm just curious, you know, in terms of the National APC board, do you have any goals or hopes for the upcoming year and maybe even the year after that in terms of things that we can get done together?
Well, you know, I think that we are in a unique position now of trying to navigate where we're going, how we're going to get there in this very different climate. And I think that one of the things that I'm excited about and looking forward to is how the flexibility, especially that our national staff have, and the flexibility that we've seen, that we've experienced, that we can take advantage of. We have incredibly dedicated staff, and and we do have a lot of plans for increasing training opportunities and doing virtual conference again, and I think that we have a lot of opportunities that we need to explore still. Like, are there additional training opportunities that we could do? Is it, you know, is there different things that we can try that we've not tried before because of the unique situation that we're in? I'm really looking forward to the new CESP testing and how that's going to look and operate. And so making that available remote with remote proctoring and giving people the opportunity to take the exams and become certified employment support professionals in a way that's convenient for them. I'm really excited about the future of APSE, and yeah, that's all I've got to say about that.
No, and thanks for bringing up the CESP situation. I am excited about that as well. And Bridget, you probably could talk more to it, but essentially we will have the opportunity for folks to take the assessment, the test, on their own time, essentially. It will be proctored, but we won't have to have people go to testing centers. People still can. But I know, like you said, with COVID, it made it very challenging. So like you said, I think we're kind of taking what has happened and moving forward and trying to find even better ways to meet the needs of everybody. So I'm excited about that too. I don't know, is there anything else you want to add about that? Because I know you're pretty involved with kind of overseeing some policies there.
Well, I actually am the board representative on the Employment Support Professional Credentialing Council. So I work with the ESPCC and am the liaison between the board of directors and the ESPCC. So it's exciting in that we're going with a totally different vendor that allows for us to have remote proctoring. So given the right situation and circumstances, people can actually be, you know, in their office or in their home. And as long as the environment is set up in a way that is conducive to the testing, they can actually take the exam sitting in their own home or sitting in their own office and get the results immediately after the exam is done. So or they could go to the testing centers so that, you know, they have those options that have not historically been available. So I'm really excited about it. And I think that we're going to have, and you don't have a testing window, right? The way that we've been doing it for the last couple of years is that you could only take the exam every other month and you had to register, you know, pretty far in advance and then show up at a testing site during a specific time period. And now that's not necessarily going to be the case. It's going to be a lot more fluid. So you can register, then your application is reviewed and you're approved, and then you can take the exam. So I think that it's like a more linear process than the stop and start that it had been before with the testing periods. I'm really excited. I think it gives a lot of people a lot of opportunities that they didn't have before.
No, I agree. And I know that obviously one of our big goals at APSE is to professionalize the field. And that goes along with the professional development, which of course you mentioned, and I love that. I'm excited for some new opportunities and just different platforms and collaborations and ways that we can provide information for our members and non-members, because, you know, there's lots of different things out there that we can work on together. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree. So before we head off, Bridget, I have one last question. Would you mind sharing a fun fact with our listeners today about yourself?
Sure. My favorite quote, which is be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. And if any of you know me, then you will understand why that has deep resonance for me.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. And yes, I'm looking forward to lots of upcoming events, conferences, opportunities, and thank you for volunteering your time, Bridget, because I know that obviously you're very busy with your day job, the state chapter, and additionally the national board. So thank you, and I hope everyone has a good rest of their day. Bye.
Bye.